not everyone is here yet because Kevin's still out in college, but were you pretty excited with the draft and what it meant for your unit?
Well, I think nothing makes you better more than competition, and I think we've got some really good competition going on, and obviously with the young guys coming in, you know, they have a lot of enthusiasm, you know, I think the process that we go through now is extremely important. I mean, we end up with a number of these young guys playing and playing early, and that's why what we're doing right now is so important in their development, because it gives them a chance to come back into training camp with a pretty good grasp, I think, of the scheme, and that's what you hope to accomplish, really, you know, through the OTAs and minicamp.
I know it's early, but what do you think of your outside linebacker group, where you obviously lose two guys who played a lot of snaps for you, and you got, you know, Fackel didn't have to play, Elliott's never really played.
Yeah, I think that obviously with Clay and Nick, you know, we have two guys that we think can be very productive for us. You know, you look at the number of snaps, you know, Nick played the most snaps that he's played since he's been here last year, and we felt really good about, you know, his production in both the run and the pass. And, you know, Clay probably played around 50% of the snaps, you know, so, you know, the year before he was up much higher. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we can trend towards that. You know, Kyler Fackrell going into his second year, you always expect a pretty good jump from a first-year player going into his second year. And Jayrone Elliott's been around here, and I think we've all seen Jayrone, you know, make some very athletic plays. So I think those two guys, they're getting a lot of work right now. And so, you know, I feel good, you know, about those four guys. You know, obviously we drafted Vince, and, you know, Vince isn't able to do anything right now, but he's taken part in all these meetings, and so hopefully – when he's ready to go, you know, he'll have a feel. You know, he's working hard, you know, trying to learn the system.
What's the next step for Perry coming off the season he had?
Well, I think he can just pick up where he left off. You know, Nick's a big, strong guy and showed his ability to rush the passer last year. He's always been a real physical run player. You know, I mean, he's got good leverage on people and sets a good edge You know, we like the way Nick played last year, you know, and it's hopefully he can just take and build on that.
Outside linebacker's always been obviously a really important position for what you like to do. I don't know if concerning is the right word, but when you see so much inexperience at that position, is that kind of a different offseason trying to make sure that you're ready to go there?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is, you know, our front two guys are being able to stay healthy. And I think right now, you know, with Kyler and Jayrone, you know, we feel good about their ability to go in and play. You know, one of the things you've seen us do at that position, you know, is rotate guys a lot and try to keep guys fresh in terms of rushing the passer. I think we've got pretty good depth at that position, to tell you the truth. We've been thinner. We've been thinner than what we are now, you know.
Dom, what do you think you got? Josh Jones and Dan Avery,
you know, versatility
defensive backs.
Where
do you start with a player like that that could potentially do, you know, multiple things for
him? Well, he's working hard right now. You've probably seen us working, you know, he's working at safety, you know, and he bumps down and works at the whip position. So the nice thing there, you know, is you've got a guy like Morgan Burnett, you know, that's done the same type of thing. And so, you know, Morgan is a good mentor, you know, for Josh. And you know, Morgan's been around here long enough that, you know, he can move around and play two, three, four positions. And you know, so Josh is working hard at it right now. Obviously, he's a very good athlete. You know, I think he'll be a versatile guy. We'll just have to see as we go through the process here, you know, how much it, you know, he can absorb and how much you ask him to do. You know, you've got to be careful sometimes with a young guy. You don't ask him to do too much, because once we start playing games, you know, things will move fast for him.
Do you envision Demaryius Randall playing more inside now? Is that the best spot for him, do you think?
I think he can play both. You know, there's a lot of variables that we're going to have to see as we go through training camp. You know, obviously, Kevin King, you know, hasn't been in. You know, we've been meeting with him, but But we'll have to see how that all works itself out. But we've always felt like the more guys you have that can play multiple positions, you know you're going to need it as you go through the course of the season. You certainly saw last year. We're playing Detroit, all right, for the NFC North Championship, and I look out there, we got five safeties on the field, you know. So, that's just – and fortunately, okay, we had guys like Morgan, Bryce, Marwin Evans, you know, who's played a lot, and you have to work those guys at two or three spots because during the course of a game, you lose a guy or two, you know, you can't call timeout and reset everything. You just got to go, so you have to figure out, you know, what guys can do that. But the more guys we have can play multiple positions. I think Demaryius is a guy that can do that.
Mike talked after the draft about playing more secondary players on the field at a time. He talked about five safeties against Detroit just now. Has that forced you to adjust things that you do with maybe more secondary players on the field than you would in the past?
Well, the good thing is working against our offense here in the offseason, you know, because we put a lot of skilled people out there that you've got to line up and cover. But that's kind of been the trend in the league. I mean, over the time that I've been here, when you look at the percentages of what you would play of your base defense and what you play of your sub-defense, you're obviously playing a lot more sub-defense now because the majority of the time people have three wide receivers on the field, and we'll see four and five wide receivers on the field. And when you do that, you better have guys that can match up because that's what they're looking for. If they can find that mismatch, then you have issues. But we've played a lot of sub, and I think we've got some guys that have good flexibility to be able to play two or three different spots.
What's the difference in Kenny Clark this year, do you think?
Yeah, I think we'll see Kenny take a big step this year. You know, I mean, he did a nice job last year, and Kenny's one of those guys that has good size and strength, but he's got pretty good athletic ability and good flexibility, and you know, he's a guy that can pursue inside out. You know, you saw him make some really good plays. You saw him make some good plays, in the playoffs. You know, I remember, one play against Dallas, all right, where, they flared the ball outside, and Kenny came inside out on it. But there's three, four, five plays that kind of stand out in my mind where you say this guy's got the strength to play in there and stand up against a run, but yet he can pursue inside out and gives you a pretty good athlete, at that position.
With him and Daniels, is that a tandem that you like as maybe that group going forward? Since you play Nick all the time, as those guys being your number one group?
Well, obviously, Mike played the most, of any of our defensive linemen last year. And I think with Kenny and Dean Lowry going into their second year, that you anticipate and expect both those guys to take a step. I look at Dean, and Dean physically is a different-looking guy than he was when he came in last year. He's got the height and the length, and I think he can really utilize that to his advantage. You know, he's kind of your prototypical 3-4 defensive end, okay, that's 6'5 or whatever and has long arms. But I think he's added some strength here during the offseason.
You're a pretty glass half full kind of guy generally. I know this is going to sound strange talking about the 31st ranked pass defense, but if Randall and Rollins' performance last year was injury related, and you've invested in King and Josh, you've got Ladarius Gunter, who played a ton of snaps when he was supposed to be the fourth corner. Is it possible that secondary and the cover guys specifically could turn out to be a strength for this team despite all the things that you dealt with last year?
One year to the next, it can change tremendously, and I've seen us go from where we were ranked in the bottom third in pass defense into the top 10. You know, we've done it two or three times, since we've been together here. Again, there's a lot of things that go into that, but I like the competition, and I think those guys gained a lot of experience, and they had experience in big games, as young guys. That's part of this – in this league, okay, as a player, you got to fight through whatever adversity, okay, whether it's injuries or whatever, and try to come out the other end. I see those guys out here competing really well, and I think they've learned a lot, through what they've been through, and I think they'll be able to use that to their advantage this year.
Last one, Josh.
I'm not sure how much you paid attention to how Vic, you know, used Gene Francois in San Francisco, but what do you think it is about him either as a player or just his body type that seems to fit, you know, your style of defense and what you do?
I think he's got some versatility to him. You know, he's I think he'll be able to, you know, he could play all three downs potentially, and you need depth there. You know, you can never have enough guys. That the toughest thing in football, especially those big guys, if you get in one of those games where you have to rush the passer down in and down out. So, like I say, Mike Daniels played the most of the interior guys, and I think that Ricky will give us a guy that can give us pretty good flexibility and play both the run and the pass.
What makes Morgan so effective at the multiple positions and why you decided to use him so much that way last year?
Well, first of all, he's one of the most coachable guys that I've been around. I mean, Morgan, what you ask Morgan to do, he's going to try to do it exactly the way you want him to do it. So he's an accountable guy, and you gain a lot of confidence in him. Not a lot of guys can do, you know, what he did, because we moved him around a lot, you know, out of necessity. He's got pretty good instincts, you know, when he's down in the box in terms of playing the run. And he's been around here long enough now. You think about, he was really young when we drafted him. So I guess probably next to Clay, you know, on defense, he's been around here, you know, longer than anybody else. So he's been around. He knows the defense. You know, he's a really good, like I say, mentor now. You know, you got Josh Jones there in terms of helping him with things. And, you know, he's kind of the consummate team guy. From a coaching standpoint, you just have a lot of confidence that we can put Morgan, if we have to move him from week to week, he's got the experience and he can do it.